still hard to come to grips in the personal level of it, and it's not even 24 hours when just the idea came. I would try to focus a little bit more, I guess, on what the Rosh Hashiva, what his teichin was, instead of protesting in Yanim of stories and so on, what his whole mehus was. I think that would have been something that it's a nachas ruach for him. So Chazal Medrash Shashim says, "Mitein ish kol hoin beisei be'ahava, boiz yavoiz uloi." If a person were to offer everything he has for love, it would be considered, cheap. It would be considered something that's unworthy to compare things that are worthwhile to something like love. Rabbi Yochanan have a metail v'solik material tzipayr. Rabbi Yochanan was walking from Tver to Tzipayr. V'havi Rabbi Chiya ba'aba somech lei, and Rabbi Chiya ba'aba was walking with him, holding on to him. Motoin chad beis chakla. They walk by a field. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan remarked, "Hadein beis chakla havas didi." You know, this field was mine. V'zabinte, and I sold it. Begin milei by raisa, because I wanted to learn. I wanted a harvah. Metoyin chad beis kerem. They walked by kerem. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Hadein beis kerem didi havi." This was used to be my vineyard. V'zabinte, and I sold it. Begin milei by raisa, because I wanted to learn. Metoyin chad beis zesa. They came by an olive orchard, v'amar kemoy kein, and same thing, said used to belong to me. I sold it off because I needed the money to learn with. Shri Reb Chiya ba'aba bochi. So he started crying. Reb Chiya ba'aba, Rabbi Yochanan's companion, started crying. Amalei, mat bochi. Why are you crying? Amalei bocha nadolei shafkes as yivusach klum. You haven't left anything for your old age. Amalei. So Rabbi Yochanan replied to him, "Chia b'ni, unikalazu b'necha masha sisi." You take it so light that shemacharti dovah shenitin l'shishas yamim. I sold something that was given for six days, because says shishas yam asa Hashem. Everything in the world was created in 6 days. Avla teira nitin l'arboim yamim. Teira was given in 40 days. Shenema v'hisham im Hashem arboim yamim, and so on. Kadomich Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan passed away, the Doyer appraised Rabbi Yochanan with the pasuk, "Im yitein ish as kol hoin beisei be'ava, she'oves Rabbi Yochanan satoyer boizei voizelei." That's the Chazal. I want to try to understand the mass of Matan. He told him, Rabbi Chiya ba'aba said, "You know, you didn't leave anything for old age." I mean, that's not, if the issue was the few dollars for the old age, say that. Sort of the problem is make a Karen. It's not, the problem is not, I mean, he cried means he was devastated. There's some sort of big tragedy here. And Rabbi Yochanan answered, "This is 6 days, this is 40 days. I'd like to try understand a little bit the Chazal here. Torah has two ascholas. Torah starts with Bereishis, and Rashi says the Aschola from Bereishis is for the Goyim. And that Aschola has Shem Elokim. There's Aschola of Torah, Anoichi Avaya, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. That's the Torah of Klal Yisrael. And that has a Shem Havaya. And the question is, what are these Torahs? The Torah of Bereishis is a 6-day Torah. The Torah of Anoich Hashem Elokecha is a 40-day Torah. So the Kuzari is Meirich in explaining, when he explains the difference between Shem Hashem and Shem Elokim. I'm going to try to read two or three points that are relevant to Yanenu. He speaks about the difference between Havai and Elohim. Elohim, he says, is the God of the philosophers. Seichel understands that the world needs a Boire, and there must be a God, and that's Elohim. Shem Havaya is an extremely different experience. He says Shem Havaya is only possible when a person experiences Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, something which is an absorption of his self and the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that's called Shem Havaya. Shem Elohim is an intellectual understanding of something that must be right, but it's not really connected to the person. And he says, when a person is oimid with an experience, with a personal experience of having connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oisa sho yasuru mileva adam asfekes shahoyle lifnei zeh bin Elohim. Sfekes, any doubts, anything that he needed to, any issues that he had, disappear. V'yilag l'chol ha'ikeshim egyonim. He mocks all the arguments and all the logic. Asher bezrosom ho'yimenas agia adias aloikai. That entire process of debating, thinking, postulating, etc., it becomes, dissipates. Ve'oz yagia odom lemadregas oivid aleikai metech ava. That's when ava sets in. Hamuchan limso nafshal avosai. People are not moisa nefesh for ideas, no matter how many proofs, no matter how strong the proofs are. As long as it's in the realm of an intellectual observation, don't evoke from a person any type of mesias nefesh. But if a person latches on with ava, ki bedveikas beloikai, hu moitzi ne'imus atzuma, in that bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person finds an extraordinary pleasantness, and any loosening of that bond, he perceives as the root of all tzar and all nezik. Omar Kuzari, the Kuzari replied, Hine nisbar li ha-hefrish bein ha-shemes olekim vavaya vavinoisi marava merchak bein olekei Avram u bein olekei Ristoi. The God of Aristotle and the God of Avram are worlds apart. Ki la-shem yis'ale mishtoikim le-odem shisigu v'chush val yisoid edes ria. The olekei Avram, the Yudke Vovke, that's Avram's Hasaga and Tfisa, is something that a person has experienced personally. Whereas Elohim is something that is a result of a thought process, and it doesn't really spur the person to any great personal achievements. That's the Toikiv of the Inyanim that he speaks about. I want to try to explain a little bit. I know the audience here is a big mixture of different people. There are people here who came to Emuna late in life and became what people call today Balei Tshuva, and a process of logic and a process of questions and answers and so on is a necessary part of it. There are people here who became Bnei Torah, there are people here who were born in that environment. I want to try to convey something of where the Shiva Reb Nosson came from, what he was a pioneer in, and what his life was dedicated to. And it was an experience. I came a decade later to yeshiva, but it was a common experience. Rav Chassid came together with me. I think it's the same experience we both had. Rav Shiva came from an American home, observant. He does his own personal yichus, goes back to Yalta, but his own family was an observant family, Shomer Torah mitzvahs. But the gap between that world and the world of Torah, and the world of Torah, the way we experienced it in the Mir, was that jump that made him and became his life's cause. So long as a person is an outsider and not Aristotle's philosophy, not that, but Shmiras Mitzvahs and even learning, but the person is sort of observer status, the person is sort of hasn't lost himself in it, it's fine, it's good, it's right. Person knows it, person does it, but it's not doubt-free, it's not, as the price and its demands become stronger, a person, it becomes tougher, because things that ought to be and are appropriate and right and incumbent, that whole series of words, they face stiff resistance when the going gets hard. But if a person has that experience where he was one with a Dvar Hashem, it becomes a completely different experience. We don't have Nevuah and Ruach HaKodesh, that's not the Mahala for our Doris. For us, the type of experience of Elokei Avram that the Kuzari speaks about is the experience of sitting with a Gemara, losing yourself in a Kivegas Akasha, the back and forth in the Machlaikas of the Ktsais and the Sivis, in breaking your head on enigmatic Rabach Ber, on listening to Reb Nochum when he shines a light in a Sugya, and you say to yourself, I still remember my first experience. I was a young boy. I was not even 17 at the time. And I heard the first chabur from Reb Nochum. It was in Bar Metzia. It was in Reb Aryeh Shir, Yubal Chaim Toy Maruchim. And Reb Nochum would say once a week. And he said something on a Rashi. And it was Vayihi Or. Wow. I mean, I couldn't believe that. It's the sugya is lichtik. It lit up. Those are the experiences today of Elokei Avram. And when a person has tasted it once, Allah has kama v'kama, if a person has spent a tkuf in it, then it's a whole different world. It's like if we sit and philosophize, is it possible for a metal box to fly or not? And we bring rayas this way, that way, the other way, and you walk out and see a plane take off. So I have a lot of good kashas on it, but the plane flies. It's flying. The experience that we have today, now Doris, since Chum Weiss, Enlon Shiela Terazois, is that experience of submerging yourself entirely. Submerging yourself in a way that every single sense of the person, every fiber of your mind, every emotional excitement and tension is teased by it. And a whole world opens up. And it's like the Kuzari says, you look back at your previous life and you wonder, where were you? I mean, what was the pshat in that argument and the back and forth when you walk out and you see planes taking off? And it's astounding because it doesn't have a direct kesher in any sense. It's not as if a machlokes haktzais nesivos deals at all with issues in emuna, but it simply makes the point moot. There was the world crossing from the Torah of Bereishis, which is klal u'mesoilam, and deals with the world as an outsider. It deals with the rocks and the stones and the moon and the stars. And crossing over to Neich Hashem Alekecha was that experience of learning in the yeshiva. It was that experience that took a 15-year-old boy, the first time he came, I think he was about 15, from Chicago, from a co-ed school, very American background, and turn v'nefach l'ish'achem. It was his whole mohus was that love, that experience of being one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're an insider, not an outsider. It was the yesod he built the yeshiva on. It had to do with the experience of learning. It had to do with his entire mohus. Most and many of his shmuzin were direct quotes from Chaim Shmuzin. But it never failed to inspire, because when he said "Va'hafta echa kamecha," which we turn off automatically because it's the most threshed maima used again and again, but when he said it as somebody that was living with "Va'hafta echa kamecha." It brought you into, instead of a noble ideal, it was the pashas of the world he lived in. And shmuz after shmuz, and I would see it time and again, whether I hear him speak at the banquet or wherever it was, he would say over things that would be a turnoff for anyone else to say, because they've been said so many times. But there was the difference. They were said many times, but very few people projected it from inside out. And that was his whole mohus. There was a total openness to the Torah that he was absorbing. He was in it all the time with his whole mohus and didn't have anything else other than that in his life. I want to go back to the Maimon Chazal in Shir HaShirim. It wasn't Reb Chiya Ba'aben's Bechiya wasn't that Reb Yochanan wouldn't have enough cash for his old age. That's not a Bechiya. That's a problem that you have to deal with. A person builds his life as a pyramid. He works an entire life. He works hard, saves up money, buys fields, rents them out, buys more fields, and a person goes through life with the sense that as that you reach a peak where all of your life's efforts have come together and built up something. A person who has an empire and he splurges it and he drinks it away or eats it away or whatever it is, that's tragic. The person had so much and it's gone. It's not the chisaron of the particular money needed to live on. It's the fact that a person, instead of going from nothing to something, he's gone from something to nothing. And Reb Chiya Ba'aben looked at it and he saw the tragedy of Reb Yochanan's having he's ending life with nothing. He started life with krumim and sadis, and he's ending with nothing. And Rabbi Yochanan's tshuva was And it wasn't a question of Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. Reb Chiya Ba'aben didn't have a doubt that a person ought to do it for Olam Haba. That's the shmuz that Olam Haba is more chash Olam Hazeh. It's not the shmuz that Reichman gave Reb Chiya Ba'aben. The shmuz that he gave him was, let's give a mashal. Let's say a person has a lot of, he's a painter and he has a lot of very, very expensive paints and canvas and so on, and somebody comes and knocks over the paints. So the person is devastated. These are paints, they're very difficult to get, they're just the right shade and right color, and you spill them out, it's so expensive, it's hashchasa. Let's say an artist sits down and he uses them all up to make a great painting. So someone comes and says, ah, Ashad, so much expensive paint gone. The paint is the raw material to make something else with it. It's not, you didn't waste the paint, you didn't use up the paint, you used the paint. You've taken the paint to the next stage and made the painting out of it. This world has two layers in it. It has a layer of Bracious and it has a layer of Anoichi. Bracious, for those people, there's an Issa Bal Tashchis. People who live in the world of the Bracious, they should be very careful with their Nechasim, because wasting it, being a spendthrift, is an avla. But for the people that Bracious is the shar to Anoichi, so the tachlis of the rocks and the stones and the tree is to convert it to Anoichi. It's just like when a person takes money and he spends it on something not good, it's a shad the money. But if a person buys his love with it, what erech does it have? If a person wants this property, this is the apple of his eye, and he's able to pay for it, he didn't use up his money, he used his money. If a person has ava, and he spent his money for it, so boys your voice aloy. What are you saying? You're saying, ah, it's a shud, you know, she's a very nice wife, but the chasen was very expensive. Yeah? It's not a logical sentence. Rabbi Yochanan was megala to him that the world has, in the world here, there are two stages. There's a Bracious and there's an Anoichi. I took the first 6 days and I turned it into the next 34 days and made the world of 40 days out of the world of 6 days. That was the Gilui of Rabbi Yochanan. It was a ruach that he lived and that he gave over in the yeshiva. He radiated the fact that if you take the raw materials of this world and turn it into Torah, then you have a much richer and a much more beautiful world. No, the ava, if a person is turned on to learning, then what is the expense of being able to learn the Ktzais Nesivis significant? It's you've gotten the best deal out of it because that's what you have out of it. For probably 25 years, he struggled with his Parkinson's. That's very difficult. He was a very, very physically strong person and was able to, people didn't see most of the time his struggles. But he never, as long as he got the goal, as long as he was able to get the shear out of it, as long as he saw people understood what he was saying, as long as he could encourage somebody else to say a svara, his face lit up, because the price didn't matter. The Kuzari says, Elokim, Elokei Aristotle, does not allow a person to be Omid Benisyonos. Because That's the way it is. It's a trade-off, and at some time the price becomes too high. But Elokei Avram, Havaya, is something which a person jumps over the obstacles. Just like if a person is doing something difficult, he has to jump over a fence to get to something he really likes. The person does it gladly, Vayises Raglov, because that's what you want to do. There wasn't a lack of simcha on him so long as he got what he wanted. His point across, a response to the point, a counterattack, back and forth. His nigun Simchas Torah, anyone who was in the Mir Simchas Torah remembers it, Asher Mishamola B'Torah, that was his nigun and his hakafa, and it was moving, much more than moving, to see him caught up with it, because that was his mahus, that was his mitzias, and Talmidim were touched by it, and Talmidim, their own flame was turned on by it. I wish it was easy to give something to come away with from his life. For those who are yet in the stage when they're going to learn, it's an obvious one. It's learning in a way where a person excludes everything else, where a person looks to find his accomplishment and his satisfaction and his joy from the svara, from the knowledge, from the kasha. That's the goal of a bacha going to yeshiva. The decision of a parent that a child taste for a very important period of time in his life the Elokei Avram in its strongest sense will give him a point of reference for the rest of his life, because so long as a person has that nekuda in him, doubts, problems, questions are surmountable, and sometimes eagerly surmountable, because a person is jumping over for something that he loves. The Mesiras Nefesh, to allow children to have that experience, is something we can take away. But for a lot of us, we're sort of past that tkuf in life. I tried hard to think of a hatzah, of something that would be able to take something of his midah and allow it to shine in our lives. And the thing that I would like to suggest is, Baruch Hashem today, people, there are a lot of shiurim, a lot of chavrusas, a lot of different learning settings, especially in a place like Irvei Yisrael and in a makom like here, where the Moras has made it part and parcel of the makom, Shkoil and the Koilim. But there's something I think in the quality of it that we need to try to do. Our door is a door where we think that we accomplish by multitasking. Talking to Reuven, texting to Shimon, listening to Levi, and the truth is we have no experiences that are satisfactory, because it's always with a hodgepodge of different yanim. If a person could be miyachid the time, some of the time that he's learning anyway, some of the time, whether it's a shir, whether it's a chavrusa, and a person try to get into it in a way that he forgets even for 5 minutes that a world outside exists. The kasha, the point, the back and forth. There's some pu'ulas that are external, shutting off other disturbances, not allowing people to intrude on it, and so on. But the understanding also that if you put yourself into it in a way that you exclude everything else, you all of a sudden open up a gateway to a world that was under your nose and you didn't even know it. And it's a world that's so much richer and so much more beautiful than the outside world. The person sitting as an outsider listening into a shir, it's nice. The person sitting in chavrusa learning, but he's got some other things on his mind and on his focus. It's also talmud Torah, it's good. But if a person is able to zoom in on something and exclude everything else, an extraordinary world, so much more richer than Talmud Torah, opens up for him. A religious experience that is unparalleled in any other way. It helps us with so many nisyonos. Sfeikus and doubts exist to an outsider. It's like a person when he's dating, he thinks this issue, that issue, the other issue, he's weighing, he's measuring, he's thinking. When a person is married, he's married. And the bond of Ava, the bond of Ava focuses on enjoying the Ava. When a person is able to establish that type of Kesher to Ribbono Shel Olam, it eliminates doubts. It eliminates issues, and it allows a person to overcome difficulties willingly. When a person, if a person, God forbid, has to spend a lot of money to redeem a loved one, they're kidnapped, or chas v'shalom, or captured, whatever it is, a person doesn't say, ah, so much money. A person says, Baruch Hashem, for a few dollars I was zeiche to a child, a brother, whatever. That was the place called Mir Yeshiva. That was the ruach implanted by the G'day Leilam, by Rabbi Lezi Yudel, who that was his whole mitzias, by Rabbi Chaim, by Rabbi Nochem, by my father, Ben Yisrael Nefracha. The first klisheni, the first person to come from the world of Kramim and Sadis, and to the hair that you're not giving up something, but you're buying at an extremely good price, was the late Mir Yeshiva, was the Sivir Zichron Livracha. He injected the yeshiva with the sense that there's no greater simcha, no greater ava, than the simcha and the ava of Taira. And those things are very, very, very hard to replace. Shiurim, Baruch Hashem, today, a lot of Talmid Chachamim, a lot of people say wonderful Shiurim, and Yad Onim, and Mamikim. Those are fine, and Baruch Hashem. But a person that should radiate from the core of his neshama, this maima of Rabbi Yochanan, this maima that everything I gave up, I didn't give up, I bought in, I invested. I didn't write a check for $10,000. I invested in something that has increased tenfold its value. It's not spending money. It's getting the fruits of the labor. Giving over that hargasha, because that was him. It was kol kuloi. That was his metzias. That was his life. That was what he was, and that's what he radiated. And when he was nifta, the Safdanim called on him. Giving away is when it's not ba'ava. But giving everything, giving up what you possess, giving up your health, giving up your time, he had no time for himself, he had no moment for himself, he had nothing. But he didn't suffer. He was achieved. This the ava that he could spend X amount of time with still another bacher, and still another bacher, and still another bacher, and another chavrusa, and another chavrusa. Because take a look, when I finish with him, his eyes light up because he finally got it, and his one's eyes light up. It was a lifetime of giving up. It was a lifetime of not giving up. It was a lifetime of acquisition. Im Yitin ish kol choyn beisoy be'ava, boise boise.